Hello, it is Monday the 10th of September 2012. It's about 2:15 in the afternoon and I'm in Mark's garden, aka Depot Cat, overlooking the allotments here and watching the old planes slowly coming into Heathrow Airport. So I thought, well, I better do a quick catch up because tomorrow morning I get up early and catch the 8 o'clock flight out of Gatwick back to Portugal. I don't know where I left off really, but I suppose I'll jump to or go back to Saturday, because Saturday I went to Brighton and see my son Ben, and we had a breakfast and chat and caught up with stuff and had a really good time. And it was nice to see him, but of course because of Skype we kind of chat quite a bit anyway. And but it was nice, obviously, you know, to see people face to face. So we had a little walk over to the Apple shop, but I didn't buy anything. And then we went to the board gaming place and comic place. And yeah, had a pleasant time. From there, went back to Worthing and met up with Tom and Alan and Steve. And played some board games. We played a game called Eclipse, which is a fairly new game, and took us about 6 hours. We had to sort of bit of a learning curve to learn how to play it, because it was the first time it had been played, but excellent game, very, very good. So thought, well, that'll be that, but had a sandwich and a coffee, and then Tom said, well, do you fancy playing a bit more? So we did. I got back to the hotel room about 2 o'clock in the morning, but great afternoon, brilliant, great afternoon and evening. Really enjoyed the board gaming. Definitely, I've got to try and find some people in Portugal to play board games. At the top of my to-do list, I think. From there, once I sort of got up in the morning, I didn't rush out. I took the train back up to London, and where I'm stopping with my good friend Mark, and we're just about to go out up to the centre of London to meet up with Rodders and have a Chinese in Chinatown at the Wong Kai. But first a quick stop off at Richmond to have a look at some cameras. And I need to cancel this 3 contract, and I'm having a bit of trouble getting through to the people. And I was hoping to cancel it over here while I was sort of here and sort of inform them that it will end next month or whatever, but I might just have to write to them or something. Nothing's quite as simple as you expect it to be sometimes, but it won't be too much of a problem, I don't think. A few clouds coming in, a little bit overcast at the moment, so looks like I'll be taking the nice weather with me tomorrow. And most probably the next time I kind of do one of these, unless I can get one in at the airport, of course. Okay then, let me just check the old time. Yes, still got 1 minute 20 left, so most probably just a little bit of time just to say about the place I stopped at Worthing, the hotel. Yeah, I left there about 12 o'clock. I think the checkout was about 11. So I just handed the keys in, and I thought, well, do I complain about the television not working and the light not working, or do I just leave it? And then she said, oh, that's, yes, you've left late, so that's £5 surcharge. And I basically said, yeah, I don't think so. I checked in twice, and twice I had to get someone to come and clean the room. So there is no way that I will be paying you any money. In fact, you should be giving me a refund. Oh, well, this time we'll waive it, sir. So I said, well, hold on a minute. You know, the TV didn't work. The light wasn't working. Oh, well, yes, okay, sir. Well, thank you, sir. All right, then. And basically, she just kind of walked off. I thought, oh, do I pursue this? So I just really didn't have the energy to do it. I just thought, no. So I don't know, I might write to the tourist information place or the tourist board of Worthing or wherever. I certainly gave them a pretty bad report on booking.com.